This week, the Region of Boom team begins coverage of Renton, Kent, and Auburn. It's a booming industrial area with cheaper housing than Seattle. But before the Valley could industrialize, it had to deal with a problem. And that led KUOW's Joshua McNichols to this brief and little-known piece of history.
This is a story of a war between farmers. In the late 19th century, farmers in Kent and Auburn were frustrated because their valley was constantly flooding.
And that made it difficult to farm in this beautiful, fertile valley.
That's Patricia Cosgrove. She runs the White River Valley Museum. She told me that in 1906, nature handed those frustrated Kent and Auburn farmers a gift. A massive flood altered the course of the White River. Instead of sending the water north through their valley towards Seattle,
the river very conveniently turned south,
sending much of its water through Puyallup into Tacoma. That was somebody else's valley. Suddenly, the floods were somebody else's problem. Woohoo, right? Not exactly, because this is when the water war started.
The communities argued back and forth and created little diversion dams trying to make it flood the other guy's valley. And they would do this by piling up saplings and rocks. And then they'd sneak out and dynamite the other guy's dam, and back and forth.
Finally, the government hired Hiram Chittenden to solve the mess. He's the guy who designed the Ballard Locks. He built a huge underground dam, forcing the river permanently south. So the North won. But the Kent and Auburn Valley wasn't dry enough yet for industry to thrive there. Tomorrow, we'll learn about the massive earthen dam that changed everything after World War II, the Howard Hanson Dam. It's the reason why the Kent Valley has Washington State's largest collection of warehouses and factories. For KUOW's Region of Boom, I'm Joshua McNichols in Auburn.